The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
You know how Jesus tells people to repent, and then he sends out people to tell the world to repent.
Like,
and tell them about the kingdom of God, but repent. That's such a weird word these days.
Mm-hmm.
Repent. What is that? You know, who would do? But if you think about it, it means to rethink and to turn around, to humble yourself. But you think about it, everybody wants everybody else to repent.
Oh my goodness, yes.
So it's really to object on those things. Like, how would you? Like, everybody's on Twitter effectively telling everybody else
repent.
To repent.
And turn in my direction.
And turn in my direction. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
We all know, and I mean that to say we all know something's deeply wrong with the world. We know that. Everybody knows that. Something's deeply wrong. And Jesus is acknowledging it. He said, turn to me. Question, what chores do you dislike the most? They asked women and men and got two different answers.
Liz. Okay. Okay.
And I thought it was interesting. Single women said cleaning the bathroom, mopping floors.
Mm-hmm.
For men, single men,
yes,
laundry, dishes, rearranging furniture, and mopping floors. And that kind of stopped me in my tracks.
Why?
When I saw, okay, so on the guy's list of daily cleaning tasks is what the thing was. What daily cleaning tasks do you dislike the most?
Mm-hmm.
Rearranging furniture. Somehow made the top five.
Sir, you don't have to do that every day if you don't want to. Good news.
Yeah, I want to address my single brethren. If you want to free up some time, I can release
Stop
you from
that.
Something you're apparently doing every day. You don't have to. You are free to just leave stuff right there. You know, before the show, I try to think, like, what would be encouraging for you to hear while you're listening, even if you just turned on this minute or whatever. I try to think that, and I was thinking this morning, like, the most encouraging thing I could probably tell you is that God wants to be with you. He does. And it's the real you. It's the honest you. It's not the selfie you. It's not the Instagram you. It's not the cleaned up you or the you try to project or what I try to project to other people or whatever. Like, the stripped of all the posing you is the you he wants to be with. He actually loves you. And that's still the most amazing thing to think about. There is a creator and he loves us. Look, if you've listened to the radio growing up, and I did too, and so does Sherry, but a lot of times the radio hosts would be like, oh, it's a national pumpkin spice day or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to do that.
Okay.
So I resist all these days. Well, today is weird. It's National Disc Jockey Day.
Oh, it's a day for you.
No, it's not.
But it is.
I don't want to be clear about that. I don't jock any discs. I've never wanted to jock a disc. No, seriously.
But you know that's what they call this job sometimes.
I know, but I'm trying
that's what they're referring to.
I don't want people to think of me that way.
As a disc jockey.
A disc jockey.
How would you like people to think
just
of
as,
you?
I don't know. Just as a man who's trying his best to, to communicate.
So... When That's a man trying his best to communicate day
on
comes
my
on, we'll make sure that we make a note of it when that national day comes about.
My tombstone, I want
a man,
a little pair of headphones engraved at the top, and then
a man
who tried his hardest to
communicate.
He just was trying to communicate. You know, God's really good, and you can tell from creation, like, how beautiful it is, amazing.
That's true.
At every level, micro, macro, galactic, at the chromosomal, like, up and down.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Somebody said we ought to be startled by the normal. Mm-hmm. And meaning, like, people go out and, like, oh, an eclipse. Oh, that's wild. It makes you think, like, it's amazing to see an eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
When there's not an eclipse, though, the sun is still this series of thermonuclear explosions
right
that feels good on our faces.
Mm-hmm.
It's a marvel. Everything, like, we just get used to it, but everything, you, if you're outside, you look around, you take a good look, you can see, wow, God's amazing. Yeah, just so you know, it's true. Today's National Disc Jockey Day. Well, we don't do the national days, okay?
Right.
And I'm not a disc jockey, so it's just as you listen to the radio, like, I've listened to radio, back in the day, people jocked discs.
Yes, they did.
We don't do that. I didn't even want to be a host.
Okay.
I think that's the root of it. I was mortified. I'm a newsman. Mm-hmm. That's what I did.
I know.
And then...
But we're here now.
I know we are, but how we got here, you should know as you're listening. The general manager at the time I was on with a lady, well, he put her on mm-hmm. in the afternoons. Mm-hmm. I was her assistant and her newsman. Mm-hmm. And he left me on by myself.
That's actually really funny because that's what happened to me. That's how I got on in the
morning.
Yeah,
and that sounded like it was mortifying.
Yes, it is.
I was mortified. And remain mortified.
And people are listening. They're probably thinking, oh, that's why this show is the way.
Yeah, like neither one of these people really. Neither one of them were like, I want to do that. But now we're doing it and we're thankful. Very thankful. Hey, just let you in on some behind the scenes stuff here. It's really hard these days to want to talk about God, talk about important things without being misconstrued politically. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can't say anything, and it'll be from both directions.
Yes, it will.
And I'm not whining about it. I mean, that's just reality, just so you know that. I think everybody's so ginned up to expect the agenda from somebody. Like, mm-hmm. oh, there it was, you know. So you almost can't say anything, which is too bad. And on a momentous political day, too, we have mm-hmm. to acknowledge, like, this is a momentous political day, just historically. That's how inaugurations are, right. For instance, like... It just is. We want you to know, though, our agenda here has nothing to do with politics. It really doesn't. Mm-hmm. It's about the King of Kings. And we're told, as people who are like this new race, we're this new people. If you're a follower of Jesus, you're born again. Like, you start out off as a totally new kind of person. And this new kind of person prays for those in authority. Mm-hmm. It's different. It's no one else really relates to that. Mm-hmm. But we need some people at peace who operate that way. And the world needs us to be people of peace. So thankful for our sponsors. One of them is fellowshiphomeloans.com. Mike and Brian, you can talk to them there. They're really awesome. I tell from my friends, neighbors, I know Sherry does this too. And yeah. Whenever mortgages come up or whatever, like, you got to talk to these guys because we've used them. We're very thankful for them. Mm-hmm. And we really feel like they're on your side. Like, they'll figure something out for you. That's really neat. Anyway, if you're interested, fellowshiphomeloans.com. Shocking, but G-rated. That's what we do here. I'm a shock jock. It generates buzz. It's interesting. People talk about it. They're like, did you hear that? Did you hear the Brant Hanson show? Where'd you hear that? Brant Hanson, who's that? Okay, he's great.
Well, that's the goal. It hasn't happened yet.
Hasn't happened yet, but, yeah, but okay. It might after this. Shocking fact. Well, I'm about to share with you. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, I don't know if you play a musical instrument or not, mm-hmm. a lot of people get injured. In fact, I saw the number, 250,000 people a year are injured by musical instruments.
Okay.
I mean, that's, hang on. That's kind of the big reveal.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, well, and I just think it's amazing. And I would just think, like, I can see how that would happen as somebody who plays a number of instruments.
As a, like, playing the accordion or the flute, really?
Yes, I have
the
been injured.
Flute?
No, by the flute, by the accordion.
Okay.
Well,
you're aggressive playing it, so I understand.
I literally pulled, and this is embarrassing, but since we're here.
Sure, yeah.
I pulled a pectoral muscle and couldn't, like, work
you
out or anything.
You must have just been playing ferociously.
Yeah, because it's
Was it a polka?
It was. It was a particularly aggressive, rhythmic thing, and I had to stop. I just cold stopped. Saw this list that things Americans are worried about right now, and the current state of the country is in the top three, politics. Mm-hmm. But the number one thing is lack of savings, which is interesting.
That is interesting.
And I love that Jesus is telling us we don't have to worry. We can be like the birds of the air. Mm-hmm. So... I would still say address your savings, but you don't have to do it out of anxiety.
Oh, that's
you can
a good
do
point,
it.
Yeah.
Think about it. The birds are still doing stuff. Mm-hmm. You watch them for very long, you realize, you can do some stuff here, mm-hmm. doing things. I know Sherry hates birds.
I
but,
do, Brant. I do.
But Jesus loves them, and so...
I can still take the lesson.
So you can still take the lesson. They still do stuff. It's not of anxiety, but you can still be busy mm-hmm. and do it from a place of security. Okay, like... A big sports thing coming up. We have the Super Bowl again.
That's right, again. It just again, keeps coming again, up every again. Year.
And they have to get artists all the time. So the big artist is The Weeknd. That's his name.
I don't know that I would say that's a big artist.
Okay, well,
he's an artist.
Okay, but...
Yes.
Okay, he's an artist. Yes. And then they also said there'll be some other people.
Okay.
Which they haven't specified yet. And I want to raise the idea that we've done so many Super Bowls.
Yes.
That when they say other people, I want you to entertain the idea that it could be you.
Because we're running out of artists.
Because we've run out
We ran out a long time ago, actually.
There's literally only so many people that play an instrument. We've had so many Super Bowls with guest artists. At some point,
yeah.
Like, is that my niece up there with her piano? She's just started the piano.
Oh, she's doing a great job.
That's adorable. If you feel tired, like deeply tired, you know what? I totally don't blame you for that. Our culture will do that to us. Like, there's so much that's expected. I literally just saw an article, and it said the 15 things that high achievers do right before they go to bed.
Oh, my goodness.
And it had a picture of Bill Gates and Sheryl Sandberg from Facebook. And like,
the goal post is constantly moving. It's never enough.
Yeah, exactly. The 15 things I got to do right before bed. I'm tired before bed. I don't need, the last thing I need is it's Bill Gates slipping me a post-it note. 15 more things. Like, man, I just love nobody else in history. No other religious leader. No, but nothing. Nobody comes and says, come to me and I'm going to give you rest. Nobody does that but Jesus. Well, you live and you learn. You know, we all have to, you know, grow up. This guy, apparently very disappointed. His girlfriend broke up with him. So his response was to run around the neighborhood and break 33 windshields.
Oh.
That's
not the best response.
That's what I was thinking. Okay, so we're tracking.
We are.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. That's not the best because response, maybe you can provide a female mindset on that. Because, but if you're... She's not going to say, oh, now I want back in.
Right, because of the 33 broken windshields.
Right, so when you think, okay, well, here's what I need to do. I need to break 33 windshields. Mm-hmm. You need to rethink because a lot of women will not be attracted to that.
I don't know of any who are.
Bam. So that was my point. What Sherry's saying, before you break 33 windshields, stop and think, is this really going to help? Hey, what's up? Hanging out here on Dilemma Street. Just a quick little Dilemma Street.
We're just strolling down. We're not sitting on the stoop.
Kind of a drive-by advice thing. Advice.
Say,
not just a drive-by.
That's what we're doing here.
We don't want to drive by.
I grew up like that. I'm not interested in going back.
None of us are interested in it. Quick question from the land of the Angles, England.
Mm-hmm.
This England. Anyway. He says, he's got this question. He said, Brant, we have a serious problem here. My wife's birthday coincides with National Hot Chocolate Day.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, naturally, I will be insisting that no one in my family cave into the non-festival marketing ploy by having hot chocolate.
Okay.
But my wife loves hot chocolate. So how do I insist she goes without hot chocolate on her birthday and frankly every birthday until either her birthday moves or National Hot Chocolate Day moves?
You don't. You just give your wife hot chocolate.
He's asking.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brant. Okay, sorry.
You stick to your guns, bro.
Oh, my God.
Because your wife will appreciate the most.
What?
She loves hot chocolate, but she can have it any other day.
Right.
Okay.
But it's a really, really silly reason why not to have it on her birthday.
No, because she wants to be married to a man of conviction and principle, not one that
kowtows,
that literally kowtows to a cabal of internationalists, whether it's bankers or whatever they are.
Bankers saying, have hot chocolate.
You know where they're meeting. They're going to that. Whatever summit in Switzerland or whatever it is.
Oh, yes. And you think that they're planning national days.
Well, where do we
get
them?
To control all of us.
You don't know where we get them.
What's the difference? Just give your wife hot chocolate on her birthday.
She wants to be married to a man of principle. And it's far more. Now, she might say with her mouth or her eyes even or even
her body language.
Her body as she leaves the house that she doesn't understand.
But he's to interpret it that how.
Right. As...
Mm-hmm.
Respect.
Mm.
So, but when here's the thing. The next day, though, you surprise her with a bevy of excellent hot chocolate products, like that you made. Marshmallows, if that's what she like. Mm-hmm. But it's just got to be, it could be at midnight.
Okay.
As soon as the day's over, it could be the next morning. But, and then make sure, so it's a win-win.
Oh,
she respects you, and then she gets...
Okay, I see what's
up. Yeah, that's all. I'm
actually
not saying... Just,
that's not bad.
I know.
Yeah, that's not bad.
And then you have the respect that you deserve as a man of principle.
You really
You frustrate the internationalist cabal.
You think they're watching all of us.
Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah. Don't be naive. Sherry.
This is turning into a different
kind
of street.
Don't be naive.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.